Hey everybody, welcome to this bonus episode, which is also featured on our YouTube channel, recently rebranded as the Disciple Makers YouTube channel. So be sure to check out the video if you'd like the visual, and if not, enjoy this audio version. God bless. Hey, welcome back, family, to Discipleship Vlogs. Today I'm telling you about gospel conversations through a discovery approach and mosaic approach of telling the gospel. And what does that mean? Well, it's simply moving a conversation, like Jesus with the woman at a well, from a place of casual to meaningful to spiritual to gospel. Or it's blessing a person. Think of the BLESS acronym, beginning in prayer, listening, eating with them, grabbing a coffee, serving them, and then telling your story or your testimony. So I find that applying these discovery and mosaic and intentional conversation approaches, it really helps me to celebrate everything that is happening throughout the week when it comes to disciple making, rather than just tracking how many people you invited to church or a Bible study, which is kind of a very intimidating pitch. You can just track intentional, discovery-based gospel conversations. It helps you to celebrate small wins, and it increases your victories, increases your confidence from week to week. So let's get into it. We're going to talk about Jesus's gospel example, and then we're going to talk about practical ways you can apply it today to have these conversations. Think about Jesus. He didn't really have gospel pitches or presentations for people. He often had just 30-second conversations, think about the length of a parable, with people about ordinary, mundane stuff, and he spiritualized it. That's what the parables were. He related it to ordinary life, and he asked people far more questions than he ever proclaimed information to them. He had conversations about discovery rather than giving people discourse. So start to think about how you can have 30-second Jesus stories about the main things of life that people talk about. Now also consider, Jesus never shared the whole gospel concisely and explicitly all at once. And nobody came to him through just one presentation of the gospel. They had to hear it multiple times in multiple different ways. That's the mosaic. For instance, sometimes the cross is highlighted in the gospel. Sometimes redemption, sometimes forgiveness, sometimes the kingdom or obedience. Put it all together and it forms the full gospel picture. So every conversation you have with a person, you're just planting seeds, just like Jesus did. These seeds and phrases paint the whole picture of the kingdom. Think about how Jesus described the kingdom as a house or a gate or a vineyard. So many different pictures to give the whole mosaic. Jesus never started cold contact with people. He related it to the social context or the situation. In those organic situations, he made statements from the context and the things happening in their day. Jesus spoke about kingdom, empire, farming, the law or the Old Testament. He knew his audience and how to relate things to them. So relating it and making it practical for you today. What are the top five things people talk about in your context? In your family network or your workplace or the places where you hang out, your friend group? What are the top five things talked about in your context? For me, setting foot on campus, there's worry, debt, fear of money, fear of politics perhaps comes up on campus. Relationships are certainly talked about quite a lot. And honestly, just pop culture amongst young people. Know what's talked about and how to relate the kingdom of God to that thing. The skill to develop, this is the key thing, is how to know how to relate the gospel to the conversations you're already having, and then how to seek someone's advice for that thing. This is what makes it a discovery conversation, and here's what I mean. Rather than telling somebody about the kingdom, ask them how the kingdom would apply to it in your situation. Get them to do the thinking, because if they discover it, they can own it. So say let's take the money example. Hey, I'm having this difficulty with money. I lended it to someone, and the Bible tells me that I should forgive some debts. How do you think I could apply that to my life? What truths about God does that explain? You can ask them these discovery questions and say, wow, yeah, you should forgive them. Look, they're affirming the Bible. You might be thinking, well, wait, why would I seek advice from a lost person? Well, Jesus did it all the time. Maybe he knew the answer to the question, but he asked people questions about what should be done in life. And generally, people like giving advice more than they like getting it. So yes, ask advice from the lost on the kingdom aspect that you are trying to paint for them through that social context or situation. And people are more aligned with Jesus than they realize, and they usually give pretty good advice. You can just straight up ask them, hey, if you were to advise me, what would you do? And then just be listening and respectful and make small kingdom statements within that. Again, 30-second Jesus stories. Someone's going through a worry in life that you come across, let's say. That makes me think of this story where Jesus was in a boat with his disciples and they were all really afraid, and then he stood up and commanded the waves and the winds to stop. Man, do you need something like that to happen in your life? What kind of storms are you going through? Just a 30-second Jesus story, painting one aspect of the kingdom. And remember, they probably already know the atonement aspect of the gospel. That's been heard. Jesus died for your sins. They're probably less familiar with the kingdom aspects of the gospel, and that's what people usually find intriguing. And actually, it's what Jesus talked about more in the gospels. So I would imitate that. And remember, you're just planting seeds. So 3 out of 4 times, it's going to be in a hard, rocky, or choked out soil, but 1/4 of the time, it's going to land in good soil and you'll have a great conversation. One thing to remember that will help you be respectful with someone, don't have an agenda for them. Don't try to control the conversation. Rather, have an agenda for yourself. And your agenda is to be authentic and genuine to your own faith. So ask yourself, man, if I'm going to be authentic to my faith, if I really believe in eternal salvation, if I really believe in the power of prayer or the Holy Spirit to transform a life, if I really believe that praying for someone can help them, if this really is good news that I can't keep to myself, am I going to tell them about it? Your agenda should be authentic to your own faith rather than controlling them. And to help motivate you, why should anyone have to hear the gospel twice before everyone has had an opportunity to hear the gospel once? You know, depending on the person, if you just met them or it's a brand new coworker or someone, you could just start off with a basic spiritual conversation rather than a relation to the context of just, what do you believe about God? What are some barriers to keep you from believing in God? Or you could say, the Christian God. Or you could ask them, what's your definition of a Christian? Great ways to get into a spiritual conversation. Hey, do you believe in prayer? Sometimes prayer is less triggering than church or God. One of the most important things you can do is follow up. Because if you've only planted a seed or part of the mosaic, you need to follow up with that person and have multiple conversations. And that's also what builds a relationship with that person. And you really need to have relational capital if you're going to invite that person to discover God more deeply. So in a follow-up conversation, you can simply say, hey, I was thinking about what you said the other day. I was thinking about your advice. You know, I was thinking about what you said and how it applied to my life, and I had a follow-up thought, or I wanted to get more of your advice. I wanted to know what you think about. Just reference the last conversation to pick it back up and have a new conversation. This does 2 things. It shows them that you were listening, that you cared what they had to say, and that you were thinking about it. And it also gives you an opportunity to review and troubleshoot and think through the conversation and decide, oh, I should have asked this. Or it seems like when they said that, they might be curious about this. It is so valuable to review and grow, and then have another conversation and see how it goes. That might be the point where you have the Bible story conversation. Hey, I was thinking about our conversation the other day, and it reminded me about this Bible story, and I'm kind of struggling to see how it applies to my life. Could you help me out? And then you're inviting them into the discovery process of how a Bible story should apply to our lives today, what God has to say about our life. And just ask them, so How should I put this into practice if I believe this as a Christian? What is this Bible story supposed to teach me about God and life? Oftentimes, people are happy to help guide you in life or even guide you through the scriptures, even if they've never read it before. The important transition then is to help them see it in their own life, to slowly help their spiritual blindness in seeing what God has to say in their life so that they can be listening from God. And you see this in the scriptures in 2 Samuel 12:7. This is when the prophet Nathan is speaking to Daniel, but he knows that Daniel isn't open to hearing the truth yet, and so he describes a hypothetical circumstance with another man. And Daniel's very convicted, and he says, well, that man ought to do this. And then the prophet Nathan reveals, you are that man. In order to get the truth to him, he had to speak in the third person. 2 Samuel 12:7. In the end, if you can have a discovery conversation with a person, then you can probably set up a discovery Bible study with a person. Or if you can have a gospel conversation with a person, then you can probably set up a gospel Bible study with a person. But don't jump into those invites too soon. If you just barely had a spiritual conversation with someone, it may not be the time to invite them to church yet. You may need to keep building relational capital. Keep having this mosaic approach of planting seeds and sharing the gospel little by little. But if that person seems open and receptive and they keep talking about what God has to say about life with you, you can invite them to discover Him more deeply through Bible study or some other church context. Thank you guys for watching. I hope that this video blessed you. If you want to learn more about Discovery Bible Study or how to have gospel conversations, then check out the links in the description below. Thank you for checking out the channel, and I hope you like this video and subscribe. God bless.